Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, I usually say TGIF because I do my shows on Fridays, but welcome all. Today is a Monday show, and it's a special show dedicated to Mike Delaney. Those of you who don't know him, you will get a chance to know him today, and we are celebrating his life. I think I have, who do I have on the line? I have Church Lady on the line?
Yes, you do.
Hi, Church Lady. I like Church Lady to please, hello. Please lead us. Boogie, are you on?
I'm here. Hi, Church Lady.
Hi, sweetie.
And I have I have someone else on the line. Who else is on the line?
Chops.
Who else? Hi, Chops. How are you?
Hi, Church Lady. Hi, Boogie.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. Well, I want to welcome you all today, and I would like to ask Church Lady to lead us in prayer here on the Hunter and Friend Show. Lead us in prayer, please, Church Lady.
Well, first of all, thank you, Hunter, for allowing me to come on just to express a small blessing to you and your show. May the Lord continue to bless you as you go forth and trying to make it happen for other people. Heavenly and most gracious Father, we just come to you right now on this lovely day, Father God. We come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you will protect and guide our mouths as we begin to speak a word over the lives of the ones that have lost and the ones that are still living. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that everything to be said and done be done in decency and in order. Father, I ask that that judgmental attitude be placed aside, and with the loving kindness would this show continue to progress. I ask this in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And everybody say, amen.
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 Amen. And I think that Miss Pat just joined us. Hi, Miss Pat.
How
you doing?
I'm okay. Hey, Church Lady.
Hi.
She's up in the upper room, you guys. When she's in the upper room, you better watch out.
Listen. Everybody gonna be hot today because it's cold outside. But we thank God for that good weather anyway. Because we're gonna need this water. We're gonna need that water. But that's me and my old self, I should be here to enjoy the show.
You know what I call snow is? I call snow angels coming down to cover us. Look at it that way, right? Because most people ain't going to go out in the snow. We're going to be more safe in the house. But you look outside, it's just this pure, pretty white. It is so beautiful. So I've learned to enjoy the snow. And also the snow brings people together. Because you see somebody stuck, you're going to go and help. You know what I mean? So
that's
don't
true.
Forget to feed the birds. Feed the birds, y'all. The birds got to eat. They got to eat, you know? I love you guys. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Pat. Well, I wanted just to touch on life. You know, my heart is so full, you know, and I'm waiting for one of Mike's friends to come on. His people to come on, but I wanted us to really talk about what it means to be on this earth and, you know, not just the responsibilities of being a good human being, but we all go through things, and I just wanted to touch on the fact that a lot of us give and we don't give back, and I think sometimes that's just our calling, and people don't understand that God sends us here for a different reason. You know, and we should be able to talk to people if we need to talk to them. And there's so much betrayal on this earth that you feel that you don't really have that good friend to talk to, that you can't really lean on that person's shoulder. So I just want to ask you guys, like, what would push you to the point, and if you were pushed to that point, who would you lean on? Who would you have to lean on? And you know, I just wanted to talk to you guys about that. So I don't know with whoever one who wants to speak first.
Well, I'm going to let church lady go. I would like to hear church lady because I know where to go.
First of all, we have to realize that you said it. We live in a wicked world. Now, you're going to get real talk from me, but what you're also going to get what thus said the Lord. We live in a wicked world, and we cannot expect people to do what God would have us to do. If we get into a situation where it's so painful and we don't know which way to turn, baby, all I can say is look up and turn to God. You may not look good, and at first, and you say, "Where is God in all of this?" Trust and believe that He sees all and He is all around. As for when Mike's friend come on, the only thing I have to say about his friend and his death is this. God knows the hairs on our heads. He knows every move that we're going to make. We, as human beings, cannot say whether this brother had given his life to Christ or not given his life to Christ, because the years that he lived on this earth, we don't know when he did or did not. Did he do everything God has called him to do? No, because none of us do. So what we have to do is keep pressing on, doing what we do. Sometimes, you said it already, we do things, and I know Miss Pat can really relate to this. We do things for people all night and all day, and sometimes they never turn around and say thank you. But you know what? God got a word for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And why? Yeah. Because when the 10 lepers God healed, only one turned around and said thank you. The rest of them went on their way. So what we're going through here on earth, trust and believe, it's not anything that Jesus didn't go through. So you know what?
Right.
We keep our heads high, we keep our face to the Lord, and we just ask God to comfort us and to have us to do what is the right thing to do, because he said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee.
Mm-hmm.
He
didn't?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
But you know, I'm going to say this too. You know, we get into a point of our life where, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat my stuff or nobody's stuff. When my mother passed, you know, I've been going through the same situation. I've been feeling that nobody cares. You know what I mean? I'm trying to find a job. You know, all this stuff is all on my mind. And, you know, the easy way out is to, like, say, forget it and go ahead on, right? But you know what? I found peace within myself and real friends who have been calling me. I got to give a shout-out to my brother Eve, president of Brothers United, because I get a call from him at least 4 times a day just to see where my mind is at. You know, when you got real friends in your life, knowing you're going through a storm, they're going to be there for you. Not only down, you know, I got calls from other people that don't even actually know me, but from Facebook will call me to ask me how I'm doing, do you need anything? You know, so, you know, God works in mysterious ways. We would never understand God's ways, but if we keep our mind set on God, his son, you know, I know it's a lot of people who don't worship Jesus, or they have another type of higher power. But mine is Jesus.
Right.
I know he laid his life down for me, so I had to lay my life down for other people. And what keeps me going in my right mind, so I'm going to pick up no drugs, like I call on the Father. He sends somebody else
Amen.
To me just to talk with me. Sometimes when you tell people your business, this is where it gets screwed up at. You tell somebody
right.
your personal business that you don't want nobody to know, and then they go tell somebody else. And then when you hear
right.
it again from somebody that you never told, it hurts. It really hurts you.
It's true.
A lot of people keep their business to themselves. But let me give you another way of handling that, right? When you release that pressure from off of your chest to somebody else, if they run with it, let them run with it. Let them run so they get tired with it. but it's all for you. Don't you feel bad about it. But you know the next time not to tell them anything. But don't be mad at them because they can't hold water. It runs over. But God will bless you in the midst of your storm. See, a lot of people tell me, yeah, I'm under this umbrella. I'm under this umbrella. The best umbrella to be under is the Father God, Jesus Christ, or your high power.
Exactly.
Find that umbrella. Because this, like, when it rains, you can put that umbrella up in your heart, and you know what? Even though the storm that you're going to be going through, you're going to be okay going through that storm. But a lot of people don't know when that storm comes.
Way to go. Now, hold that thought.
They don't know where to go.
We got two more people that joined in on the line. And 302-416, who's that? Who's on the line?
How you know? My name Midnight. I'm president of Delaware Riders MC, Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware.
Midnight.
That's my first.
Welcome.
How you doing? This is my first time calling in. I'm brothers to X from Black Dragon Kings. They're one of our brother clubs, and it's the first time I'm calling in, so I'm just listening right now.
Ah, well, welcome to the show. Thank you. And area code 443-814, who is on the line? Who's calling?
This Truth, baby, Black Dragon Kings.
What's up, bro? What's happening?
Oh, my bro.
What's up,
bro? We got BDK on the line joining us.
What's up, Midnight?
Guys.
What's happening, baby?
You got
I'm at work. I had to call and show my girl some love, man. What's up, honey? What's going on, baby?
I'm at work, sweetie. Thank you for calling in, guys. And let's just reintroduce ourselves. Cutting off.
What happened?
I wanted everybody to introduce themselves. Can you introduce yourself, what you do on the show?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you vaguely. I'm on the highway in this messy, snowy situation. But can you repeat that?
I just wanted you to introduce yourself to everybody because there's more people that joined the line and there's new people that this is their first time calling into the Hunter and Friend Show.
Okay, I just want to welcome everyone to the show. My name is Boogie, and I'm the station manager for the show, and I usually get the guests on and everything, but I think we have a great lineup, you know, today, and I just hope everyone just be able to express themselves in a way that fits them.
Okay, nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you as well.
Chop, last revival. Last surviving member of the New Breed MC.
New Breed?
Yep, I've been with them since the 70s.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
New Breed from New York?
Yes.
Right. Okay, now, this church lady, New Breed. Now I can hear you. Y'all sounded muffled at first.
We call Chop the living legend here in New York City because Chop is the last surviving member of the New Breed MC out of Mount Vernon, New York. Chop gives her Chop's report. And Chop, if you could, Chop hasn't been feeling well, so I just want to give a shout out to her and prayers up to her. And I hope you're feeling well, my sister. This show is kind of a special show because we have a friend of the community, Mike Delaney. It wasn't a club. It was a group of people who shared a common interest, all independent riders. And he got this group of people together who did really great things in New York. And recently he succumbed to the pressure of our world, and he is no longer here on his own accord. So this show is dedicated to him. Yeah, it's dedicated to him, and we just wanted to touch on in this community, we're humans, we're people too, and we're God's children and God's creation, and we want to, what I'm talking about today is, if it got to you to that point, BDK, like what would you, like how would you deal with it? You know, because life is really, really hard. So what would be your foundation to...
Well, I'll put it like this. I already recall lost a friend a couple months ago. Now I recall I just recently lost somebody else that me and my brother grew up with. And the thing about it, I had to call my brother to let him know that his old school chum had passed away. I don't want to keep going to funeral because people have, I grew up with in that relationship.
We're losing you, child. Okay.
Whoa! What was that?
What happened? What? Yeah, you kind of went in and out.
Oh, man.
So, guys, you know, Chop, share that. I mean, what is it that you've seen that's going on in this earth, and what would you, how would you deal with it?
Once again, my name is Midnight, President of Delaware Riders, MC Delaware. It's kind of like a touchy situation, a touchy subject, based on the simple fact our founder had passed away under the same circumstances about a year ago. Thank you. We had a ride. It was this one year. We had a celebration of his life on January the 18th. It was snowing outside, and we took a ride in the snow. We took a ride on the tube in the snow. Yes, we did. You know what I'm saying? Because if he was still here and the one of us was gone, he would ride too. So, R.I.P. the boss.
Right.
That's a touchy subject, man. Like,
it really is. It really is a touchy subject. And you know what? I don't mean to cut you off, bro. But you know what? A young lady, Kim, is supposed to come on, and she's a psychiatrist. She's an ex-psychiatrist. She was actually sharing with me during this time, during these winter months, the suicide is so high, and the suicide rate is higher within men than there is in women. But the highest suicide rate in the world is in Russia. And it says that's due to alcoholism.
Yes. Exactly right.
I don't think so. Because a guy that lived in my building, he jumped off the roof last year.
Well, see, she's talking about on a larger scale of suicide.
Yes.
And from a statistic point of view.
Yeah.
And from a statistic point of view.
Alcohol has something to do with it. This guy don't drink alcohol.
Well, you have a lot of people that don't drink, but you have to also realize that people go through stage of depression.
Yeah,
and
emotional.
What happens is this: they go through the stage of depression. You'll see them, I'll see them, and they're laughing and having fun with you and whatever.
But
and
nobody,
you can't understand
never,
why. When
nobody
you
never over. Know what's going on deep inside of them.
Hey, but I mean, ask the man a question: do y'all know the first signs of that though? You know how like. For instance, when my brother had done whatever he did, right? When we found out that he did it, people were saying the first signs and stages of him going to do that is they clear their appearance up. They start to
They clean their appearance.
Yeah, they clean their appearance up. For instance, say if a person ain't have a haircut in a while, he'll get his haircut. He'll start to be well groomed. He'll start to find get in touch with God. Cause that's the same thing our brother was doing. And then one of our brothers had went through that. Same thing, tried to do the same thing a while ago when he was little, and he was like, yo, I didn't recognize the signs until now, because that's the same thing that I was doing when I had tried it.
Right.
So I mean, I don't really know, because
well,
I don't
can
know
I
what's
say
going
this?
On somebody's
I'm
head.
Not going to be, I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm not going to stay on long, but I would like to share this.
Okay.
One of the first signs that you find with people with depression, they would be sitting around talking to you like, man, I'm about to check out. I don't like man shoes. I mean, what for? What are we going to be here for? And sometimes they'll go on Facebook or whatever kind of social media they can get on, and they will make statements. We laugh at them and say things like, yo, dog, you crazy, or whatever. We never say, that don't look good. I have called people thousands of times and say, can you give me a call? It's something I want to ask you. Please, please, please. And that's the way I put my text out there. And they'll call me,
right.
Oh, church lady, what did you want? So and so and so. And I say, I don't like what you put on Facebook. What is all of that about? And then they will open up to you. But Ms.
Right.
Pat made a statement earlier that is so true as well. When you open up to people, people are as good, hear me now, people are as good as your first mistake. You heard what I just said? Okay?
Yes.
And they will be your friend until the end. Do one thing that they don't like, and they'll spread your business all over the world. I'm not saying that's you. I'm just saying, I'm talking, when we're speaking in general, am I right? So,
right, you're correct.
What I'm trying to say is, when people give you a little inkling of something like that, call them on the carpet. Because if you call them on the carpet and say, man, I don't like what you wrote. What is all that about? Blah, blah. If you talk to them long enough, they're going to share, and you'll be able to pick up on whether they're just talking junk or they're not. That one of the first signs is they always put something out there in a conversation, in a ride. Casually, you look at them, you know, and don't take what they say lightly.
You know,
if you take
it
lightly,
that's
why.
Miss Church Lady, not to cut you off, but I want you to touch on something. I know we talk about suicide, but a lot of that doesn't only contribute to drugs, but it contributes to mental illness.
Mental illness, depression. Remember years ago, well, since I'm older than most of y'all, I'll say this. A few years ago, you would only find people of wealth committing suicide. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they thought that they had obtained everything that life had to offer them. Then they get a Murdoch. What was that man's name? Murdoch? That took all the people's money and stuff like that? Turn it around. His name won't come out of my mouth. But
the Enron guys, right?
Huh?
No, Murdoch. Yeah.
What I'm saying, when they think they have arrived like that and they cannot be touched and no one can do anything to them, and then they lose all of their stocks and their bonds and they lose this, and they were the ones jumping off of buildings. But we're living in such a tight society today that nothing is private. Social media, you got a telephone. If you got a cell phone, your business is out there. So when they start talking like that, that is not their normal talk. So you should be able to pick up on it. But again, it's a lot of depression. It's a lot of pressure. But I'll say it again. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. I'm telling y'all now, if you don't get into that word of God and believe what God says, don't care what it looks like, don't care what it smells like, don't care what nobody else says. You know, if he say, by your stripes, if you're going through an illness, if he say, by your stripes, you'll heal, you'll heal. You're being in the process of being healed. Okay? Because I'm going to be real with y'all. Y'all know I'm a pastor. I ain't into that throwing no hands on nobody, slapping them up offside the head, jumping across pulpits, and telling people that they're healed. It don't work like that. That's not the God we serve.
Or throwing water on them, right, church lady?
Throwing water on them. No, not water. Oil.
Excuse me.
Throwing oil on them and greasing them all up so they can slide on. Let me stop. I'm just saying that we live in a real world, and it's very difficult. So when people come in your way and they say things to you, that is real.
Listen, we call ourselves a community. And I agree with Church Lady because I know a lot of people know Miss Pat will inbox you quick. And I'm going to put my phone out there to give me a call. And I'm like you, Church Lady. I don't have no problem calling somebody and putting them in check. Because, you know, this is what it's all about. If you know something ain't right with them, you call them to find out what's going on. And, like, you know, me personally, I come, look, where you at? I'm in Baltimore. I get somebody to you that I know is going to take care of you. And that's what it's all about. We got to start looking out for each other. We call ourselves a community, but yet we're not a community because we're not helping one another. And it doesn't cost for a phone call.
Bingo.
That's true.
Okay. And another thing, if we got to stay prayed up, man. Like I said, it's all about that high power that you're dealing with. You know there's somebody higher than you because you're not here on your own. You know, we got all this stuff, like you were saying, rich people commit suicide. But now it's getting to the point now that go back into the book of Job. When God was down on earth and he looked around and saw the devil, he asked the devil, what you doing here? He said, I'm going up and down and all around to see who I can take. You know, the reason why he's taking you is because you're not being strong enough to hold on to God for a little bit so that Satan would not get into your mind and say, yo, do this, yo, do that. Because, listen, you don't have to be on no drugs. Me, personally, I was on drugs. I had 18 years clean up drugs. But I'm telling you, you don't have to be on drugs to commit suicide. So when people say, oh, she was on drugs, no, it was something that was in his mind because he had nobody to talk to. believed in him.
Can I say one thing?
The devil is out here to take, to kill, and to destroy. So we got to remember that. Well, I'm in the Bible.
Amen.
I can attest to that, too, because my brother, he wasn't on nothing. No drugs. He didn't do no drugs. He was just emotionally unstable.
They said again. That's the key word. But I want to share something. We are living in a day and time, people, that I'm going to tell y'all something that y'all are going to say. What? Let me say this. The principalities of this world today, hear me now, is Satan. He wants to destroy. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to destroy. And how does he do that? He do that by getting in your mind. That's why the Bible say, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the wicked days. We are living in the wicked days. Satan is coming as quick and fast as he can. Why? Because he knows his time is short. And
amen.
He knows his time is short. What we have to do.
I don't mean to cut you off real quick.
Go ahead.
I wanted to share something with you guys. Something that happened to me, and I think I failed. I really failed the test. I was in Whole Foods around the corner from my house in Midtown, and I was eating. My son was, you know, I like to get my food on. Everybody know that, Hunter. So anyway, I was really hungry. My son says, "Mom, I'm gonna finish shop, and you can just go sit at the picnic table and eat because you know they have great food there. You can sit down and eat." So I'm sitting there, and my back is behind the pillar. And this white guy is to my right, but he's on the opposite end of the picnic table. Then there's a black guy straight across from me with his girlfriend. They're a mixed couple. And I'm sitting there, and I'm eating. And this Korean woman, who was my height, like 5'10", walks up to my table, and she says, "You stupid and nigger, D-I-T-C-H. Shut your mouth. Did you hear me? You stupid and D-I-T-C-H." So I looked at her and I said, "She ain't talking to me, okay?" And I still continued to eat. She came back, bent down across from me in front of my face and said, "You stupid nigger B. Did you hear what the F I said you?" And she began to repeat it. And I said, "Get out of my face, devil." I called the devil out. Because there's no reason for somebody to come walk up to me if that was not the devil. That's the devil. So anyway, I called her the devil. She got serious. She walked away from me, came back to my left side where the aisle is, where my back is toward the pillar. She walked by me, peeked her head from around the pillar in my face, and said, "You stupid, dumb nigger B. Did you hear what I said?" And I failed to catch Miss Pat. I jumped up and I choked her out in front of everybody.
Okay, you sound like you're asking a question. It sounds like you're asking, "Did I do the right thing?" Can I answer that?
And I promise you.
No, no, hold up. I promise you, after I say this, I'm going to zip my lip. The lady came to you. You rebuked her in the name of Jesus. Really, devil, get out of my face. She walked away, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, but Satan going to come back again. He going to come back and try you. So when he came back the second time, listen to me carefully. When he came back the second time to try you, and did you say you choked her?
She stuck her face in my face, in my personal face.
But did you say you choked her, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm going to answer that question for you. You said that you did wrong, and I say to you this. If anybody jump in my face, and I'm a woman of God, and I love the Lord, I would take my collar off in a minute to defend myself. I said that the Bible said when you've done all that you can do, stand. You're supposed to stand to be ready, because that lady could have been having a problem. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
She could have been having a mental problem. Thank God that you yoked her so she wouldn't come back and stick a knife in your back, okay?
Exactly. And then actually, you know, after I did that and security got her away from me, she said, "You stupid monkey, you need to go to school and get some education." And then they threw her out on her knees. But then it didn't stop there. This Jamaican lady walked up to me and said, "Now, did that give you the right to put your hands on?" I said, "If you don't get out of my face, you don't even know."
Wait a minute. Where's the tag team?
Exactly. Oh, wait, hold on. We got another call around. 718-802.
Look,
who's on the line?
Look, I'm breaking up.
Okay. It's Nene.
I'm leaving.
Wait, hold
on,
guys.
I'm leaving.
Who's Nene?
You're leaving, Miss? You're leaving, Cap?
I think she hung up, boo-boo.
I'm right here.
Okay. Who's on the line?
Nene.
Hi, Nene. This is one of my beautiful friends. How you doing, Nene?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, and I thank you for calling in, Nene. And I wanted to, you're the only one from Mike's camp that actually called, but I wanted you to share with us who Mike was and the great things that he did.
Well, Mike was the type of person, he would do anything and everything for anybody. If he knew you, if he didn't know you, he just met you, whatever. He opened his house to everybody on holidays. If nobody had anywhere to go, they could go to his house.
Oh, you got the wrong number.
What? Somebody said they have the wrong number.
I'm sorry. That was me. I couldn't find my phone
to go
on mute. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Nene, go ahead. Continue, please.
Yeah. When we first started the whole Sports Bike Rider page, was back, I believe it was either 2010, 2011, something like that. I came in and I decided I would help them do everything. I set up the web page for them, created it. Basically, I was considered the first lady at the time. I ended up falling back for a little while, but I came back. But he was a great person. And what he did was totally out of character. Everybody was very shocked because it's something that he felt strongly about not to do. And
right.
A lot of people were mad because it's not like him to do something like that.
Yes.
But he was like me, myself personally, I've been through this. I lost a daughter 8 years ago, and I've actually tried to commit suicide a few times. And
wow.
He was one of the people that told me that there's more to life than that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And he was there for everybody.
Like, well, God bless
I know.
I just wanted to ask you, because we were talking, not to cut you off, but we were talking about some of the signs, like people clean themselves up or get their affairs. And
yeah, I was listening
like that.
To that. That's not true. First of all, one, if somebody's going to commit suicide, they're not going to go up and clean themselves up. They're not going to do that. They're not going to prepare themselves for it because it's a spur-of-the-moment thing. It's not like, oh, yes, I'm going to commit suicide. Let me get ready. It's not like that. You don't do it. And most of the time, they're not going to tell nobody. They're not going to say nothing. If they say things about it and they say they're going to do it, it's for attention.
Hey, not to cut you off, right? You hear me? Not to cut you off. My name is Midnight. I'm President Hellaware Rider, MC Wilmington, Delaware. But
hello.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, we can hear
right,
you.
The sign. My brother did the same. He did it. Like he told a couple people, yeah, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Then he start cleaning stuff up, and then one day we get a phone call saying, "Yo, he killed himself." And he. Told
I mean, I guess it's different for everybody.
It is.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I'm being honest. This happened about a year ago. We just celebrated his life on January 18th.
So my condolences to you.
Oh wow.
It's still a shock to us because like you were saying that brother Mike wasn't like that. Our brother wasn't like that too. You would never have thought that he would do that. Never. It'd be the last thing on your mind. When a cat called me, I said, "Man, stop playing." You know what I'm saying? And that's what it was.
It was totally out of character.
Yes, it was. Way out of character. But we didn't think that he could do something like that.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we can hear you, Ms.
You know, as a community liaison, I had to go through a lot of training. And one of the training was preventing of suicidal. And, you know, what I do recognize in some people they give away. You know, the, some of the signs are the people will call you and say, hey, I want you to have my bike, you know, as a bike community, as I'm talking, quote, unquote. Like, I want you to take my bike. They'll call you or they see you and tell you, yo, take care of my kids. You know, they start talking stuff like they want to give things away. And
yeah.
They ask you to take care of certain people for them, you know, and tell them that I'm sorry. And then that's when you start asking questions. Well, what's going on? You know, and not only that, when you know that the person is under a lot of pressure, you know, people be under a lot of pressure. Whoever's making noise in their phone needs to put it on mute. Somebody's going from their phone. You need to put
your
phone
on mute.
I apologize. That's me. I'm at work. I'm packing people's
stuff.
That's
okay. Well, we thank you for calling. No. Please. Stay on, but when you do that,
I want done with it down the line because, you know, that my brother, my babies over there in Delaware, all of them are my big brothers and sisters over there. But, you know, we have to start to identify with our friends, quote, and family members when we see them coming out of character or telling us they want us to have this. Can you do this for me? When you know that that's not something that they usually ask. You know, especially when someone's under pressure, someone's going through changes. Because a lot of times when people go through change, they can't handle it and they want to give up. You know, but we have to be encouraged into one another to say, hey, don't give up. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows what's on a person's mind. Yes, people do stuff like this for attention. They cut, they call cutters. All they do is cut their wrists and stuff and cut around their neck.
Right.
But if they really wanted to kill themselves, they'd hit that main vein. But they really don't want to kill themselves. They just want some help and don't know how to get the help they need. You know, so we have to be identified with certain things that's happening around us and what's going on in our community to help somebody.
But with,
exactly.
with Mike, the thing is he had so many people, and so many people did talk to him, but he just wasn't listening. He's so stubborn and hard-headed.
Okay, but I'm not trying to be smart. I don't know you, but let me tell you something. When you know, like for me, I can talk about me. When I was up there on them drugs, and they knew I wanted to get off, but I didn't know how, I had people to hold my hand. It's called a blackout period. You in a club, and you know something's wrong with your brother, you hold your brother and sister's hand. Me, personally, if I knew one of my friends was out there like that, I'm going to do all I can to help save them. See, sometimes you be out of your mind for about a week or so. Until you get yourself back together, you hold on to that person. You be there for that person. I mean, I done helped a lot of people. A lot of people have helped me. But I'm talking about what I have done. I don't tell anybody business. There's some people right out here right now today that I had to walk and hold their hand. You know, you hold their hand till they get better with some stuff.
Yeah,
no,
but you know, everybody not like
now,
that. You know, people got hit motives in
yeah, everybody's different. Someone's echoing. I would like to ask Nene a couple of questions about Mike. We all know that Mike was going through like some legal issues that we don't really want to touch on. But do you really? I mean, I know they were, you know, he had those legal issues, which for us. To anybody, that's a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But did you see any signs of, and I know you guys always talked to him and you said he wouldn't listen. Did you see any signs before this? You know,
no.
You say,
like, there's actually a post where somebody had posted up a picture of different comments that he had made, and he said that he was totally against it. And just all different things. Like, there was no sign. We knew he was going through a lot. We knew he was stressed out. We knew there was, like, things that he was worried about. And people talked to him and tried to be there for him. But I guess, I mean, we all don't know what's in his head, but I'm assuming he just couldn't take it anymore.
Well, from what I've seen and the pressures that he went through, I think it was no different from a child being bullied online on the internet from kids in school. And I think people, I mean, the way I'm explaining it to you, like what he said, those people, he shouted out those people that really did it to him. And he shouted out the legal system and the names of those people that made him push him to that point. To me, I kind of equate it with the same as children who are being bullied. And I think the same repercussions should be for them as adult bullies. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I can't say what he did was right. The first thing, I don't believe in that. But what I'm saying is that he was pushed to his breaking point. And I think that somebody should really answer to that. And so it wouldn't happen again to other people like Mike.
Well,
you know?
We have actually, we've decided that we're going to, on the website that I'm doing, we're going to create a support thing. Like, for anybody who wants, like support, they can call somebody. Like, we'll put different person's numbers, we'll put a hotline number. Just anybody, if they want to talk to anybody that is willing to listen, we're going to add that to the page.
You know, Ms. Pat, that's a great idea. It would be nice that we could have in the community a community psychiatrist, like a couple of community psychiatrists.
Well, we have one on our page that she's actually a therapist.
What we need, now I'm listening very well, I'm a good listener, about somebody, adults being bullied. What we need is have a police page where that you being bullied, we know who to send you to. You know, I'm being harassed. People need to start talking up for themselves and not being afraid. And I understand people being afraid. One thing about this time, I ain't scared of nobody. Only thing I'm scared of is God's wrath. Like, for real, when you know you're being bullied out here as an adult, that adult don't have nobody to go to. So we need to have a page for if you're being bullied, this way you go, and we'll get that taken care of for you. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know if he was being bullied or being pushed around and not saying anything. You know, and that's the sad thing about it. We are women and, you know, grown folks here. But you do have grown folks being bullied by other people that are afraid, some people are afraid of getting to go to work because of the bully supervisor. But
they can be taken down in a way.
It's a way that you can do this stuff. And this is what we need. You talking about making up a page. Make up a page. Say, if you're being bullied, this is where you come. And we will make sure you get the help you need.
Excuse me.
It wasn't a thing of being bullied. That wasn't the case for him. I'm not going to go into detail of what it was, but that wasn't the case.
Right. Okay.
Just him personally. I can't speak for anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. You're not going into detail, but I'm going to say this, right? It's real is real. You know, if you're being bullied, sometimes it's a lot of kids and adults who have committed suicide because they was being bullied. This stuff got to stop. Ain't no gangsters out here no more.
I got to get back to work. Thanks.
Okay,
thank
but wait, let me get your
in.
Name. Let me get your name, the spelling of your name and your club before you hang up. What is your name?
Midnight, like 12 o'clock, Mr. 12 o'clock.
Yep, Midnight and what club?
Is that because you do wheelies?
No, I don't do no wheelies. I'm just I'm dark chocolate, baby.
Don't be talking about my Baltimore 12 o'clock boys. They get
I'm chocolate, so they call me Midnight. That's what it is.
I was thinking like 12 o'clock because you bring your bike up at 12.
Oh, no, I don't do that. My bike won't go up.
Midnight, what is your club name?
Hellaware Riders MC, Wilmington, Delaware.
Delaware Riders.
Hellaware, like hell, Hellaware.
Oh, Hellaware Riders.
Yeah, MC.
MC. Awesome. Thank you, Midnight, for calling and sharing your thoughts and prayers to you and your family for what you've been through. We'll keep your brother and your family in prayers.
Thank you very much. I will call in next time. I will stay on the line, but I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm working, so.
I know. Thank you very much.
Now,
Mimi. Yes, God bless
yes.
you.
Hi.
Now, Mimi, I met you. I got the opportunity to meet you the other day.
Yes.
At the funeral, and it was just a great group of people that I was around, and just the love,
it was really nice.
You guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really, really nice, and I just wanted to let everybody know who Mike was and what your group stands for. You want to share a little bit about that?
Well, basically, it's an independent alliance. But everybody is welcome. Basically, what he wanted to do is he wanted to make a place that any rider or females can go to share just anything. Like, he just wanted to make it like a family.
Okay. So you guys...
And he
guys
did that for a lot of people.
Because one thing I did see about you guys is that you have, even though you're an independent alliance, but you do have the respect of the community, of the motorcycle community, which I thought was really nice, because you're not a club, you're an alliance.
No.
You have the same respect.
We never wanted to be a club. And that's the thing, but we don't have anything against the clubs. Like, we have members in the group that are in clubs, and we respect them. But he
right.
didn't want the sports bike riders to be a club.
Now, okay, sports bike riders. Now, if you could describe him, if you could use any word to describe Mike, how would you describe him?
Oh, gosh. You put me on the spot right now. I can't even think. He was just a very generous, heartfelt person. He was just there for everybody and anybody. He would have done anything. He would give the shirt off his back to anybody. And I don't know if you guys know this, but last year around Halloween, when they do Hollywood Halloween ride, and
yeah.
Jay Mees got hit by that SUV.
Right.
But I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember hearing about it. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, Mike actually went on television and spoke on the behalf of Hollywood and the writers and everything, because they were bashing the writers because this man ran over not one but a couple people and paralyzed one of them.
Right.
Mike went out and he spoke on behalf of them and everything, and he would have done that for anybody. And the sad thing is Jay wasn't even from here. I think he's in like Connecticut, and he came out here for that, and that happened.
Wow.
And Mike was there for that.
So, if let's see, okay, I'll ask you that question. So I just, moving on, do you guys plan on keeping the Sports Bike Riders Alliance?
Oh,
and
of
what's
course.
In the future for you guys?
Of course.
How do you want to carry on his legacy?
We're going to do everything that's been going on, that he's been doing. And he gave me so many ideas a long time ago, and we just kind of fell off on it, but we're picking back up. We're going to do everything that he was doing. We're going to have more events. He always wanted to do rides for charity, stuff like that. And we're definitely going to keep doing that and do more of that.
Well, for all my listeners, and I just want to invite Sports Bike Riders Alliance to do that ride here at the Yamaha Wheel Center at 399 Huguenot Street. We have a bike lesson that is coming up before Myrtle Beach here in New Rochelle, and I would like to invite you guys. We have a phenomenal
space
here.
Send me the info and everything,
yes.
And I'll see what I could do.
Definitely. Guys, the snow is really coming down so hard. I'm going to wrap up, but I just wanted to go down the list here on the phone. Anybody has introduce yourself and give a shout out to anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I want to give a shout out.
Yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes. And you, Boogie? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, this is Church Lady.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Church Lady. Go ahead.
But I just want to give a shout out to you and the things that you're doing in the community. And also, I want to shout out to the young lady that was talking about Mike. And in May, I think, when you have your your affair, they can have a Mike's memorial ride.
Yeah.
And ride to your
absolutely.
Place. You know,
we are actually having a ride soon for Mike and Joe. Right.
Say that again.
Awesome. We're going to be having a ride soon for Mike and Joe. There was another member of our group that passed away just a week before Mike did. And we're going to be doing a ride for that.
Well, can I make one more suggestion to you? Why don't you have yearly or every 6 months or whatever you guys decide to do, why don't you have a life prevention program where you speak on it? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
On it, you would draw people in that are going through. They'll be aware of to find out how other people react when they're going through a situation like that. Because the bottom line is, we never know the day or the hour that someone is going to leave this earth. I know you have to wrap up, Hunter, and thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your talk for today. And all I have to say, may the Lord bless each and every one of you. May let his face to shine upon you and give you his peace.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Hey,
Who's next?
Hey, Hunter is there. I wanted to say this to Church Lady and Anna. I know that you guys are New York community liaisons, and I thank God for you guys working together to handle y'all business up there. Also, I wanted to share, like First Lady was saying, you guys in New York, they do it in New Jersey. They do a falling down run, which is February the 8th. I mean, February the 7th in New Jersey at Prince Hall, Master Temple. I would love to see you guys from New York to come down to help out with that Fallen Rider Foundation. That's a party. But the guy named Rara up in New Jersey, he does a falling, which he calls the, it's called a blackout run. It has nobody wear their colors. Just wear a black shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And they just do a ride. You know, see, things are going to change in this community for people going to party and stuff like that. But they also do a run. I don't know what. Super team's going on the line. I like him to come in because the run they do for NAS should be a run that they do for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get together and do one big run. I'm going to see if we could do a run from out of New York all the way down to Baltimore and have the highway shut down just for a day to come down.
I would love to do that.
And it'd be a falling down rider, but also a ride to ride around the city and see at the harbor and have a good time. I'm going to see what I could do. Maybe we can get some hotels together where if some people want to stay, they can stay. But it'd be a falling down run coming out of all the way from Connecticut down to Baltimore and just have a good time, just for an all day ride.
We have Fallen Soldiers.
I do a
Fallen Soldier thing every year with
of
the clubs.
You know, a lot of clubs do a lot of bike lessons. They do the Fallen Soldier ride and stuff like that. But I'm talking about doing a huge ride from they come out of one, come through four or five states. You're coming out of Connecticut. You're coming out of Boston. You're coming out of New York. You're coming out of New Jersey. You're coming through Philly. You're coming through Delaware, and you're going to stop in Maryland. Southern states and got together and just had a big picnic. You know what I mean? And then for those who want to stay, just stay. The ones who want to ride back, to ride back. But I'm just sad because you know what? Like the PRO convention, they did a nice thing for the Fallen Down Ride. And I would love to see that continue on, but you know, we all get together and do one big ride for everybody.
That would be nice. That would be absolutely nice.
Hold on a second.
Is everybody on the line?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay,
yeah.
Right. I don't want to lose anybody. But you're absolutely correct, Ms. Pat. Let's talk about that, you and I. Let's talk about that when we
when we
and it's,
hang
it's
out.
Not about making, I wanted to be where it's not about nobody making no money. It ain't no money involved. Nobody can say somebody got money that belongs to anybody. You put gas in your pipe, you come down. I'll see so that we get some hot dogs and hamburgers, some water and soda. Can't nobody say that we ask for money because we don't want your money. All we want is you to come and be a part of this and have a good time, meet some new people, and keep moving. Just keep riding.
So and keep riding, exactly.
But I want to say something.
Okay,
to
I will.
The young lady that was talking about Mike, I don't know if anybody noticed on Facebook around Thanksgiving time, Mike put out there on his page that anybody who won't have no place to go eat Thanksgiving dinner, he said, you're welcome to my house.
Yes.
And the same thing, he did the same thing for Christmas. You know, so, you know,
he
you
did
gotta
it every year.
People, right, you got to look at your people that's trying to help somebody and, like, give them that recognition for what they do to help somebody else. People are so jealous.
Right.
We got to stop this hate. We got to stop my club better than your club. Ain't nobody club better than nobody's club. We all need to have fun.
Exactly. Miss Pat, I want to give everybody a chance. Who else is next to give a shout out? Hello?
Summer?
Go ahead.
Hunter?
Whoever has the background noise, can you please mute your phone? Now, who else? Bookie, you want to give your shout out? Who else is on?
I'll go last, so whoever.
You want to go last?
Yeah, I'll go last.
Oh, wait, who just said that? That's you, Nene?
Nene.
Okay, who else? Who else is on the line?
716.
It's
Kim. This is Kim from White Plains. Can you hear me?
Hi, Kim. Yes, I can.
Hi.
Yes. If you were listening in, we're about to wrap up the show, but we spoke about Mike, if you were listening in, and we have like a few minutes left on the show. Is there anything you want to share with anyone? Kim is very knowledgeable and in this subject. And is there anything you want to share with us?
Okay, who are you talking to right now? Are you talking
to
me?
Kim.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
You're on the line with a lot of people.
Yes.
Hi, Kim.
Yes, I would. First, I'd just like to say I'm sorry for all of your loss and for his loss of hope, which I think is what really dies when somebody decides to take their own life. I think it's something born in the mind and not in the heart. I think it's in our nature to want to live, and we are alive until we are gone. And I think, you know, the mind is something that creates this sort of belief that there's no hope, that there's no way out, that there's no help, that you have no power, that, you know, and I heard you say that there was another loss the week before, and a lot of times when somebody kills themselves, loss can be a trigger. I think, you know, that's sort of a universal something that we all can share in every culture, this feeling of loss that we have. And, you know, I don't know of his, you know, what his specific traumas, what his psychic stress was, what his loss was, if there was any mental illness. But, you know, a lot of times these things, we hide it, you know, from each other, you know, for appearances. And I heard you say, you know, how this guy would do anything for anybody. And, you know, that's beautiful. Like, I know people who are like that. But then, you know, you think, what about the person inside of them who needs somebody to see them as well? But unfortunately, you know, it's like, it's so much easier if you're willing to reach out your own hand and ask for help, but not everybody can, which is what's sad, you know? And I just, you know, like, you know, discipline's not enough.
And I think this is Tim. This is Tim's first time on the Hunter and Friends show. Tim, you know me on a personal level, but here in the bike world, I'm Hunter. I just wanted to, anytime, you know, you feel that you want to come on and just give your input in this area, a lot of us, I've experienced suicide through association once. And it was a young girl, and that hurt me because she was actually one of my favorite people in the world. and I would never have thought it would be her. So we're all suffer a loss. Rather,
everyone.
They take their lives or mm-hmm. you know, or they just die naturally. It's a way of life, like you said.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just want to thank you for coming on and giving your time. I kind of have to wrap up the show because it's not coming
sure.
down really bad.
Sure.
But Kim, thank you so much.
If I could just say one quick thing, most of the
yes.
people that suicide are men, and this is just a message out there to you men and to ladies, you know, remember that they think they're supposed to be strong. We've said you need to be strong, keep your chin up, all that stuff, but you know what? A strong person knows when they are weak, and we all have these weaknesses as human beings, and we need each other.
That's what I would say. So do battle, be warriors,
ride with justice. And strengthen your brothers, you know, and love each other. Don't treat each other with that envy or greed, you know. Be strong in the sense that,
you have one another because, you know, we are
exactly.
weak. We are weak.
Exactly.
And,
exactly, Kim.
You know,
thank you so much. I appreciate
and,
it. Anybody else? Oh, sorry, Kim. Go ahead.
All right. No, just to grace all of our hearts with hope, you know, that never dies. All right?
Exactly.
So,
thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. All right. Anybody else want to give a shout out to anybody or share their thoughts real quick?
Hello?
Do we have to get off the phone? Do we have to stop the show?
I'm about to end the show, so if anybody else has anything else they want to say, Nene.
All right. So I just want to say also with Mike, there was also a few others that started the page with him. Will Arab, he couldn't be here because he's overseas in his country at the moment. His cousin Mo, he started it with him. JR, Petey, and a lot of other people did a lot of help for him. His best friend Dennis Gomez, Ann, Abigail, Amanda, Josh. There's so many I could name, so I'm not going to go through all of them, but yeah, that's about it. And then all the whole SBR family.
Yeah, shout out to the SBR family. Everybody keep them in their
and Mike's family as well, and his kids.
And
and by the way, there is a GoFundMe account for his children that we're trying to raise money to put them through college and stuff like that. If anybody wants the link for that, it's on the page, or if you need it, I can send it to you.
Can you please, please send it on. Send it to my page, please.
I will.
Facebook.
And also,
you know,
there's dog tags that are being made in memory of Mike, and the proceeds go to the New York Suicide Foundation.
Now, this is what I want to ask you about. Those dog tags I saw on Facebook that you guys sent into the Prevention for Suicide. I feel as though, this is me, okay, that money that you're using from them dog tags need to go into that account for those kids. Because listen to what I'm saying. The dog tags, you're going to send the money to the New York Prevention for Suicide. Believe me, they got enough money. You know what I mean? You need to take that money and put it into that account with those kids going to school.
Mention that to Thomas because Thomas is the one who makes the dog tags, so I will mention it to him.
Because that organization got money. The city gives them money. They get money every year. They get a big thing of money from the state. So why give them money when you give it to those kids, and then when you get maybe $25,000 for those kids, then you stop that fundraiser for those children.
All the merchandise that we have, like the T-shirts that we make, the hoodies, the memorial shirts that we have, all the proceeds for that is going to the kids.
Every proceed should be going to his kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything that you're making money off for him should go to his children, not to some organization. Don't get me wrong. I understand, but I want you to know.
I understand where you're coming from.
City stuff. Believe me, they get millions of dollars. They get millions of
dollars.
So why would you take and put money into that when you can give them to the kids? Now, what you can do for the suicide organization, you can kind of go out and have a drive or ride for them. But to give them money, I don't think that's right.
why?
You're absolutely
correct.
It should
go to his children.
Now,
it should go to his children.
I'm definitely going to mention that
correct.
To him.
She's going to mention it. Anybody
but
else?
Also, there's this guy. He's doing free tattoos for people. He is accepting tips or whatever, and whatever is given to him is also going to the children.
Oh, y'all
Amen.
Have tattoos. I don't have no tattoo on my body. Y'all have them tattoos. They hurt.
It seems like you guys are moving in the right direction, definitely, and keeping his legacy alive and helping out his children to live through this. Anybody else want to, before I close up, say anything?
Yeah, we need to shout out to Ed and Gil, you know,
and
Gil, also
exactly.
the club, because you know what?
Gil, that's
you
who
guys,
I forgot.
Kim,
I forgot Gil.
You guys stood up. You guys stood up. I'm not in New York, but, you know, as we got with the police department, got things done for you guys. The police department
yeah.
called me back, so they had no problem. They said, Miss Pat,
yeah.
anytime you need us, you let us know. And I really like that because I got a call back from New York to say how good everything went. They had no problem,
yeah.
but they were thinking they were going to have a problem,
all.
But they didn't. So I want to say to you guys, I thank you. Thank you. I can't thank you enough for not doing anything stupid. You know what I mean? You know how we
yeah.
do. You know, y'all guys
yeah.
really stood up. Y'all was respectful, and I'm really proud of y'all. So now the doors are open again for you guys in New York to do a run, but we got to do it the right way. Please don't
exactly.
mess up now. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I know y'all want to do your stunt runs and all that. That's fine. I had no problem with that. But let's do it the right way so we will not see you on nationwide news again. Okay? I love you guys.
And
all
right,
you know,
guys.
Keep doing what
you're doing. Love
you
too, Miss Pat. And I just like my closing on this is, and I'm about to close the show. I'd like to thank each and every one of you that called in. A shout out to Sports Bike Riders Alliance. Shout out to you, Nini, to
thank
Ed
you.
And to Gil for all that you've done. And thank you for supporting me as your New York State community liaison. And you can always call on me anything that you need here in the state. Shout out to Chops. Chops, I know you've not been well, and Chops isn't on because she said that everybody talking it kind of bothered her. So, but Chops is a figure here on the show, and I just thank her for being a faithful listener and fixture on the show. Shout out to you, church lady. Thank you so much for gracing my show with prayers because we all need it. And just to talk alone today helped relieve some of the stress that I've been going through. And I kind of shared that with you guys. Shout out to Black Dragon King. Shout out to Midnight from Hellaware Riders MC. And Miss Pat, you always have my back. I thank you for that and mentoring me in this job, which is, we talked about it, it's really, really hard being a community liaison. It's really, really hard. Anybody, you have to give a lot of yourself. And I don't look for anything back, but I do love, I like to give love. And that's one of the things that God has blessed me with is love in my heart to be able to share that with people. And shout out to you, Boogie, for helping us here on this station. We go through a lot getting this together every week. And I just want to give a shout out to you. This show is dedicated to Mike Delaney and to all those who are like Mike Delaney. We just pray that your souls get to heaven and ask God for forgiveness for all sins. Some people don't even know what a sin is or that they're doing. They don't even know right from wrong. And I think from that, God forgives them. So let's just try to be very good people on this earth and, you know, just keep love in your heart. And I thank everybody for calling in. God bless you. God bless you, Sports Bike Riders Associate. Yes?
Hunter, I wanted to send a shout-out to the community liaison vice president, which is Golden, being to injury up in New Jersey. She's done a marvelous job up there in New Jersey, so I have to shout-out our vice president, which is Golden. Like I said, B2 Henry, and I thank her for all that she has done. It's a lot of stuff that people don't know about the community liaison. We do stuff behind the scenes, and it's not an easy job, and they talk about us, but believe me, when you get in some trouble,
yeah,
somebody
they do.
Will tell you, you need to find them community liaisons in your state. And a shout-out to all the community liaisons nationwide, because it's, they all over the state. So I want to shout-out to them and thank them for taking out their time to help the community
thank you,
and redo what we do, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. Either it's an alliance or MC, I'm there. It doesn't matter. Independent, I'm there. It doesn't matter. I'm your New York State community liaison, and I just want to say thank you all and just give a shout-out to my sponsors here at Yamaha Wheel Center at 399 Huguenot Street in New Rochelle. We got crazy bikes on sale. Guys, come down. You know, before you know it, Murder will be here. So come on down, get your bike service. Say Hunter sent you. Or if you see me, hit me up for a 10 to 15% discount card if I'm out there. I just want to say God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you on Friday. I have another show this Friday. Stay tuned for the topic. God bless you all. Thank you.
All right.
All right.